You are listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kevin Claus. Hack Upstate officially launched its coding boot camp aimed at women and minorities in Syracuse last week. They're hoping the camp will help its students find employment in Syracuse's growing tech community. Katie Zilkowski was at the launch event, and as she explains, it wasn't just students, but local business representatives with job opportunities were also in the room.
Dozens of people gathered at Syracuse's Tech Garden for the launch of Careers in Code, a coding boot camp for women and minorities. The 12 accepted students come from diverse backgrounds, but all of them hope that this camp will lead to a career in coding. Camp instructors and local tech employers are also there to welcome them.
Big thank you to all of the local employers and partners that have been involved from day one. A year and a half ago, this was just a little idea that was being thrown around, but without the support of those local employers, without getting their feedback, without getting their support, without getting their assistance into how we should structure this program, how we should piece together the curriculum.
Doug Grisenzi is one of the founders of Hack Upstate, the tech company that put together Careers in Code. Having those local employers in the room is a key part of placing the students in jobs after they complete the course. The reality is that job training programs don't always lead to employment. A 2012 assessment of the Labor Department's Trade Adjustment Assistance Program found only 37% of participants were working in their targeted industry 4 years after they completed the trainings. But employers such as John McDonald from TCG Player want to give these students opportunity.
Right now, I have 14 internships open for software developers, product owners and product managers, user experience designers, and we would get to hang out like all summer, like and play and build stuff. If you like magic cards or Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Dungeons and Dragons or any nerd-adjacent things like that.
He's speaking to students like Dana McMullen.
I am definitely not nervous. I am definitely excited to be here. Thank you, Jesse. This was totally accidental, and I might be over my 1 minute, but just bear with me for a second. Jesse called me and was like, I don't think this is what you think it is. Like, well, Jesse, what is it? Well, let me tell you what it is. Make a long story short, I was so excited by the time he explained the program.
And Akir Thompson.
Akir, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Hi.
Want to say a few words about yourself?
What can I say? I just got a job as a software engineer. So there I work on C++, but I'm hoping to get some web development skills to help just people build websites and things like that.
And Eva Carafa.
Hi, I'm Eva, and like everyone else, I started out in law, really hated it, moved up here, had kids, got involved in taking care of them, and so now I'm looking for something that's non-voluntary and full-time, and I'm really excited to have this opportunity.
Dana, Dakir, and Eva, along with their 9 other classmates, will spend 24 weeks at the Tech Garden learning the technical skills needed to get a job in Syracuse's growing technology community. They'll also get a stipend and a new laptop. And if they're able to graduate from the program, the partners of Careers in Code, like Metis Consulting, are waiting at the end.
I hope that you'll keep us in mind for, you know, when you learn some more and maybe there's some internships or positions that open up, we'd certainly love to hear from you.
Because ideally, these organizations will end up helping each other, closing a loop that job training programs sometimes struggle to seal. Central New York employers will get the local talent that they need, and the students will get sustainable, rewarding employment. Katie Zilkowski, WAER News.
Find more on this and other local news stories at our website, WAER.org.